Vibe check.
Hey guys, this is Vibe Check. I'm Diddy.
And I'm Adam.
And today I have two lovely guests.
I'm Faith.
And this is Melissa.
So guys, this is part one of this episode. Please like and share. And remember, we'll be saying a few jokes here and there. So please do not cancel us. All right, let's get it.
Guys, or Faith, do you prefer someone that's dominant or submissive as a partner?
I think I want someone that's both, honestly, because I'm a pretty dominant person and I've been dominant all my life with like all the relationships that I've been. But one of my last relationships, I was with someone that was kind of in the middle, and I liked that a lot better because it showed that I can need, but they can also lead too. And it's not even just about like sex, it's also about like everyday life too. So would I want someone that's dominant or submissive if I had to choose? I'll say dominant. But you know, it's really hard to tell a girl that like you want her to be more dominant.
No.
It is, because last time I told a girl that I want her to be dominant, she tried to choke me in bed. Yeah, she really tried to choke me in bed. She was like, "You like this, daddy?" I'm like, "I can't breathe." Right, I almost got killed trying to ask for a girl to be more dominant.
Well, you should be more specific.
Exactly. I want her to be more confident in herself and just be able to like lead differently. It's just like the thing about dominance is that I was with this one girl, and what came out, like, I was looking for this girl, and this girl was like with this dude like in a house party, and I was calling out her name because I thought that was her, but it really wasn't. And then the guy was like, "Yo, mind your business." And then before I could even say anything, my girl just she came out and she was like, "Yo, what the fuck you talking about to my man?" Okay. She dead ass out here like picked out a fight over a nigga because like he said something that she thought was disrespectful to me. Like most relationships I've been in, if someone like, this is not even disrespect me, but even say like a little joke, they also laugh too.
Yeah,
oh,
well,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why I would say like right now I want someone more dominant, because I had like a little taste of that and I was like, yo, that shit is actually kind of sexy. Not the choking part, but the whole
standing up for you.
Yo. Yeah, like fighting for me and, you know, just being there. What about you, Adam?
Personally, I don't really know. I don't think I have a preference generally, because I think as a person, I guess I don't like being like told what to do. So if I had to pick, I'd pick submissive. But I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it's like that straightforward, because there's some situations where even if a person is submissive, they need to be able to like stand up for themselves. Even like you can't be with them 24/7. So there's going to be situations where they need to stand up for themselves, right? So I think when someone is submissive or dominant, it doesn't necessarily like imply for one aspect, like not like in like bed or whatever. It's just okay. Personally, I don't necessarily think I have a preference. Like, if I was to meet a person, I wouldn't judge whether I like them based on whether they were dominant or is like submissive. But I think because of my personal character, where I personally don't like being told what to do or anything, so I guess if I was told to pick, I would pick submissive. But it's not that simple. I don't think it's as straightforward as that, because there are some situations where even a submissive person needs to be dominant. Like, you can't be there for them all the time. Sometimes they need to speak up for themselves. So yeah, and it doesn't like relate to only like in like bed or in a relationship. It's like, for example, if a person you're with is working somewhere where you know, they need to be vocal, but they can't be because of their personality. They just end up coming back to you and like complaining about it, but they can't do anything about it. And you can't do, go and like, you know, for example, if you're in a married, you can't go to your person, your partner's job every time or whatever to defend them. They need to be able to, handle it by themselves in some situations. So, yeah, I guess I personally don't have a preference. I think that's my answer.
Like, you kind of said that you'd like to be with someone that's more submissive.
Or like in between.
Yeah, like in between, I guess it would be best. Like,
but then someone can't be more dominant and more submissive. So,
like, no, I understand, but in some, you can't be, as much as you can't be both like submissive and, but you, there's, it's moderation. Like, you can be a quiet person, but you're also able to speak your mind. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quiet, when you're quiet, doesn't mean you are submissive.
Okay, no. Right. Not always, yeah. So, I guess that's what I was trying to say. I think she said it best. In between, yeah, that makes more sense.
Alright. What about you, Faith?
Is it that who I prefer as a partner or who, how I'd want to be? What was.
Who you prefer?
As a partner.
As a partner.
Like
a dominant partner.
I think I'd like a dominant partner. That makes sense, doesn't it? Because I think for girls, you generally want a guy that knows what he's doing. You know, like has. Exactly. Someone you can look up to. Like someone, you, like, you know, they inspire you. If you had, like, you know, lazy. Like, I'm tired of the whole lazy boyfriend.
Right? Everything.
Like, you need to be. But then there's the submissive in a controlling way, where that's like a big issue with a lot
with
of
men, right? They're mainly cocky. You know?
You're speaking from the heart.
Yeah, that came from the heart. It's men, right?
It's true, because a lot of men, like, they have ego, right? And pride. So
they have pride.
So
right here.
Okay, so
why did Furry say this is you too?
No, not really. Like, he's not like that.
It's not like what?
You don't have to, bro. You don't have ego like that, bro.
I could read your conversation of Furry talking about himself, and he sounds like the most cockiest person ever.
No, the thing is, I used to be egotistic.
Furry used to like write himself a love letter.
Ew. What the fuck
does
that mean?
No, he writes to himself like, yo.
Like he's praising himself?
Yeah, like, I love you.
I would do the same for me though. Like,
you tell
something. I mean, it's self-love. Yeah, it's self-love.
You tell it to yourself, you don't write it in a letter.
No, it's still self-love. Because, like.
That would be cute though.
Listen.
What would you do on Valentine's?
Himself.
Exactly. So.
Nah, honestly, I used to be egotistic and I used to be full of myself, but not anymore. Cause like, I came to a point where like, why? Like, this is narcissistic. Like, what? Why am I like this?
You asked yourself that question.
Yeah.
Why did you see like people?
It was getting too much.
It was getting too much, and like honestly, that way of like being egotistic and all that, you kind of like hurt people without even knowing.
How'd you hurt someone?
What do you mean?
By telling them like, cool.
No, but then
your egos don't necessarily just spend time praising themselves. They also spend time bashing others, right?
Yeah.
Like, is that really like
trying
ego to?
Yeah, because
make people feel bad without knowing. Like, it's not intentional.
Wait, how is someone showing off what they have? Like, if you're intimidated by what I have, isn't that your own personal problem?
Yeah,
and
it is.
That's what you think. Someone like you want to bring fear, like you want someone to intimidate you. That's why you want to show like this is what I have, this is who I am.
There's a difference between me genuinely, okay, let's say I genuinely have a nice car. I will show up to a place with my nice car, so I'm not intentionally doing it. It's what I have. But then I get what you're saying, that if someone is going out of their way, then I guess
it's like basically like belittling everyone else.
Yeah,
because like if you're like at that. Okay, I wanna say I was older than that, but like there are days where I was so egotistic to the point where like when people do something like great, I belittle it.
Oh, you try to like one up them.
Yeah, I one up them.
Like,
I like
okay, then I guess
something like that, right? Like,
Yeah.
But now it's different, see?
Okay, yeah. So that's pretty much what we try to avoid when it comes to finding a partner. That kind of character.
I mean, but yeah. Okay. But you also said controlling, which is something that I wasn't.
Yeah, no, I'm saying controlling is probably like another submissive way a guy could be in the relationship. There's the whole come here because I said so. I'm like, okay. But then said the whole yenimabumigini, just like because I said, that's not a good reason sometimes, you know? Like if I don't want to do something and I say I'm busy and you're like, oh, I said come and I say I'm busy, you can't be mad at me. I have things to do.
This dude used to force me to eat. He used to be like, I'm food. I'm gonna buy food for you. I'm like, I'm okay. And he's like, what the fuck do you mean? Like, I don't want to eat.
You know what they do?
So I'm like,
they try to make you feel bad. They're like, you know, I'm such a good guy making you eat. Some girls would want a guy like, I'm like, then go.
I don't believe I had a problem with that before. Like, I would like to be fed, yeah, but at least let me make my own decision. I felt like that dude, like, did not want me to, like, think for myself.
So you guys are mad because someone wants you to be full?
No, that was an example.
You just did right there.
No. It's just a question. It's just a question.
But you got my point. Come on. Exactly. You got my point.
Nah, it's just a question. But what about you, Melissa? Would you want to be with someone that's dominant?
100%. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this because I have daddy issues. So I definitely want someone.
Somebody plays the future right here.
I think I want someone that's a bit dominant. A bit dominant, not controlling, because I want to have an independent life. Saying comfort, I would like to have an independent life. Like if you depend on a partner, that's when you go like downhill. So I'll definitely like to be left the fuck alone sometimes. But why I say I would prefer a dominant partner is just I don't know, I'm just attracted to that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Someone that is just.
But there are girls that like submissive men, though.
Which is, like, awkward for me.
It's awkward, but then I'd like to know, like, what goes through their head, like... I mean, not that being dominant as a girl is a bad thing, but I just...
I was also gonna add on to how, like, some guys, like, some men, when they see their girlfriend or one of their partners are too dominant, they get very intimidated and it's a problem. And that I've seen that so much in relationships, and I was like... So I think there should be a balance of both.
Then I think there's a difference between that, because I know girls that are dominant, but in the way that you can't tell me what to do. And sometimes a guy is telling you something out of a place of concern.
True.
Like you'd be like, oh, I'm going out with so-and-so. And he'd be like, "You, those two friends of yours, they get super drunk and I don't think they'll take care of you when you get drunk. Don't go." Then the girl would be like, oh, I'm going anyways. You can't tell me what to do. And although, you know, yeah, he can't tell you what to do, but sometimes they tell you out of a place of concern, because why are you dating a guy who doesn't care about you anyways?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so...
I don't think I've ever come across or dealt with a girl that's dominant, ever.
I don't even think a lot of my... I probably don't have, like, maybe two friends that are dominant.
Yeah.
And they're, like, in relationships maybe twice.
Also, it works more, right?
I mean,
like,
it works.
A relationship is stronger when the girl has more say.
But then the guy was dominant and the girl was dominant as well. So,
okay.
It wasn't intimidating for both of them. It was just maybe like a match.
Okay. Like, I want to go back to what you said. You also said that some guys find dominant girls, like, very intimidating. I think that's true because I've told, like, guys, like, I'd rather be with someone that's, like, very dominant because, like, I think if we're both dominant, then you guys can legit rule the world. And when I told him, like, I want someone that's dominant, they're always like, no, you can't do that. Like, aren't you insecure about that? Like
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this to do with money or something? Where is the insecurity coming from exactly?
Sometimes it could even be, I think it's like, they just, I think those guys are also one of those controlling type of men.
So they don't want to be controlled in return?
Yeah.
I think it just stems back from ego.
It's not even, but if you look at how in like African, how like we're raised as men, like if you have a family, like it's okay, mom, dad, and let's say two sisters and like a brother, for example, even if the brother is like the youngest, the oldest gets the most respect and all. But if it's the guy who's the youngest, if it's like a traditional African family, they get treated better. You know, like for example, my family is Somali. Like, guys don't go into the kitchen. Like, under no circumstances does a guy go into the kitchen to do anything.
right? It's all like that. But on my other side of the family, like I mean, I go and do whatever I need to go, like cook, I need to go serve people, whatever. I'll do it. It's okay, right? But some people are raised in that tradition where it's like the woman does everything, like you tell them to do. They're providers, or they listen to you. Like the man works, he brings the money home and does all that type of stuff. So once you leave your home environment and now you're independent, you're in the world with other people who have also been raised with their own like ideals or whatever, during that issue where it's like, if you're raised one way, you're like, nah, having a dominant woman is perfectly fine, like that's okay. But if you're raised another way, you're like, no, that doesn't make any sense to me. I can't deal with that.
So it's like a culture difference.
Yeah, it's like a culture difference as well, I think.
Okay. That makes sense. I get that. Is there anything else that you guys want to add on?
I think what Adam said actually makes a lot of sense, because you'd see a lot of dominant men because they were raised to be dominant, and a lot of submissive women because they were raised to be submissive.
Yeah.
But then the issue comes in now that, like you said, the male is supposed to be the provider, but now women work. I can't come home at 7, you come home at 7, and you expect me to go cook while you're sitting in the sitting room just legs up.
I'm not gonna
like, I'll go cook for myself.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, like you're home, you're tired. Some days I do it, some days you do it. There has to be a sort of balance. We can't both be tired coming home and you always relax and I'm always doing extra.
Yeah.
I have that problem.
You have it? I see, just some of daddy issues.
That was a low blow, but I...
Do you guys care what your man or woman posts on their Instagram?
So I guess you're
expand. What do you mean by hell
like,
yeah?
Do they post me or whatever they post?
Sorry. Wait, what's the question again?
Rob, do you care what your man or woman posts on their Instagram?
You care what your man or woman posts on their Instagram?
It depends, man.
Depends, yeah.
Yeah, if they're posting like half naked like pics 24/7, like that's personally an issue for me.
Some girls will call that women empowerment.
Not as complicated.
Because you know they do that lately after they try to turn it artistic and be like,
not,
you know,
but
expressive.
I'm not saying like, personally, I wouldn't like be like, no, don't post that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'd have an issue, but I'd be like, it's some things you just gotta compromise and it's like, okay, because I'm not gonna police a woman as to what.
Going back to what you said, I know some girls said, some girls say, they're doing it for me. What does that mean?
Oh my gosh. You know, I feel like that statement is very controversial when they say like, I don't care about a guy's opinion, I'm doing it for me.
It's all about the male gaze. I mean, male gaze, right?
I mean, not necessarily. You could be doing it for you because yes, you feel pretty, but if you felt pretty, you'd look at yourself in the mirror and move on. The fact that you're posting it on social media, off of multiple platforms, okay, some old private story, no public story, every single platform, at some point, that you're looking for not validation but like praise because you think you look pretty and you want other people to see that you look pretty. So the whole I'm doing it for me, I guess it's to people who think they don't look pretty or maybe posting that picture wasn't necessary, then they just be like, it's a polite way of saying fuck off, you know. How do you understand that?
Honestly, I don't really understand it neither, and I never wanted to say it because like I don't get it, like what does it mean, like
it's
doing it for
that
me
you didn't say it.
Yeah.
Someone who actually does that and ask them, why do you do this?
Lord.
That's the only way to get answers at this point.
I mean, there is nothing wrong with posting, you know, titty pics, but if you want to, but then it's the fact that if you're gonna lie and say, it's for me.
Because let's be honest, me and you have tried to post those type of pictures, right? Would you 100% say you're doing it for you?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Obviously, we're talking about like, it really does depend. It's so
true. Depends on what? What does it depend on? Because I remember at one point I had this bikini picture I really, really wanted to post. And then, because my first thought was, do I look cute? Does it look cute enough to post? That's what you think. So at the end of the day, if you're posting something and you have like, you know, see how many followers, you do want people to, so it's not exactly for you.
Yeah, you're not gonna lie, that's why.
Honestly, what I see is because like when you say you're doing it for me, okay, cool, you're taking pictures, right? And then But then when you're posting anything, it doesn't even have to be, it could be just like a phone, whatever. You're posting it so other people can see it. So like when people, if you want, that's basically saying, I want a certain attention, regardless if it's sexual or if it's whatever it is, it's still attention. So you're not necessarily doing it for you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me as well. I agree with that.
I would say body positivity, you know? That's what it is these days, body positivity.
But it is!
But just don't sexualize
it. I said to a certain extent, is like if you're, let's say, you were overweight, okay? And then you slim down, you got abs now, and then you posted that you got abs. Okay, cool. I see that, like, that is body positivity. However, if you like bend down on the table with your finger in your mouth, is that really
bad?
Is that really body positivity?
I feel like
and then like with, and then with the and then with the caption, only God can judge me.
A lot.
It's true though.
I mean, with me, I don't really care what you post. Like, you can post, like, I don't know, sexual content, whatever. But there has to be a limit. There has to be a limit.
He's capping.
I'm not capping.
For real, you're like,
nah, bro.
No. When I say sexual content, that doesn't mean pics or videos. It can legit mean like quotes, a poem, a rap song. It could be any of that. It could be lyrics. It could be anything.
So
a painting. But I'm not saying.
You're trying to tell me. So you said you're okay, your girl, whatever, can post sexual content, just not pictures or videos.
That's
what
so
of saying? Her.
Of her.
Yeah.
What the fuck is she posting then?
Why would you post another?
I mean, she. Though? No, I'm saying that like she can post like I don't know, poems. I don't know, music
sexual
versus.
Poems.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bro, do you see how you're lying now, right?
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I'm dead ass. No. I'm dead ass. But like, because like, if the thing about...
Yo, listen, your time's up.
No, hold on. The thing is, if she's posting like pictures and videos that's like sexual pictures and videos of her, that's different because I'll be like, yo, who is that for? Because it's definitely not for me. And if she says like, oh, they are for you because like, you're the one singing to it, that doesn't make it...
Dude.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel special because it's like anyone can get it.
No, she's not saying anyone can get it. She's saying
no, not anyone can get it. I'm saying anyone can get those pictures, not her.
Yeah.
I remember my ex used to have a problem with the way I quote unquote dressed. I'm not saying I used to dress, you know, inappropriately, but I just had my own style, and he was like, "And niggas can see you." I'm like, "Yeah, niggas can see me." And what about it? You know, so I felt offended because I was like, "Why are you A being insecure and B trying to control me, right?" And so I tried to like let him know that I literally dress the way I dress just because I feel hot, you know, I feel like I look good. So that's where it comes from, like I don't have to because you know I'm a bit, you know, I got curves. So you know, growing up you have to wear baggy shirts. Why should I wear a baggy shirt, you know? If I wanna show my size. As in, like, anyway, if I want to wear bodycon dress right now, it's not inappropriate, and I don't know why.
You're doing it for you.
So basically, yeah.
Yeah, I can also agree you're doing it for you for that. Like, I mean, if I had to say, I'd be like, when if you told me that, I'd be like, yeah, you're doing it for you.
But it was such a fun topic. Like, we used to fight every single time because of that issue, and I was like, I think it's a you problem.
You know, if there are guys that aren't offended when their girls go out dressed a certain type of way.
No cap, but if my girl goes out dressed like fly, I'm happy. I'm like, yo.
Like, that's my girl, exactly.
Same, like I think that's totally cool. But like, do you sometimes like think that there is a set in dress code for different scenarios or like different places? Because that's the only thing that I'll be like, cool, because like you could wear a bikini, whatever you want, like to the beach, but you can't wear a bikini to the place of working.
Yeah, bro, like, I'm, like, don't dress the same way, like, we go to the club if we're gonna go, like, have lunch with our parents or something like that. Like,
I think that's the only, like, matter with me.
Yeah.
But, like, to a girl, like, my own girl, she can wear whatever she wants.
Yeah, and that's something that your girl should not, I mean, she's a woman, she knows, you know.
Yeah,
how to dress, obviously. Like, you're not dealing with a child who doesn't know right from wrong, so.
Yeah.
I mean, the question is, are you okay with your posting?
Posting? Depends, like, It depends, because like if she's posting like bikini photos, that's cool. But like I said,
bikini photos at the beach. She was looking for a bra and a trupe up like at a bedroom
in the kitchen.
Yeah, like because you know girls do that. At that point, it's no longer a beach picture. Because you know bikinis essentially are just bras and underwears, right? But it depends on the setting where you're at. If you post the same thing like on your bed just chilling, or then that's like a different.
Let's say an aspect and stuff. You like not really Kalisa, but you know.
Does it depend on what you're dressed like? Maybe what you're trying to show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a girl could be really clothed and then do the arc.
I think it's about like what are you trying to show more than what. Actually, nah. Sometimes like.
Honestly, this question I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have. Either.
For me, social media. As long as he's not posting me, I don't care. I just don't care. Like he can post whatever he wants. And I remember at some point I was actually very okay. I don't want to say I was controlling, but at some point it did bother me that. If a guy was posting dumb shit, I'd be like, why are you posting that? Yeah. But then...
I appreciate you.
No. But then, yes, post, but then I don't... Because I... Let me put it this way, right? If I don't want a guy posting me, I personally think your page is your page, my page is my page. Because when they post you, at some point, they want you to post them back. And I cannot be the person that keeps posting every guy. You know, imagine, because I now know girls back in, like, our class, you could say, and I could list all your boyfriends, you know, because you post all of your boyfriends, and then the same people would be like, you don't know me like that, but I know you because you've shown me your choice in men for like the past 5 years, so I have an idea of who you are. So you can't be saying you want to live a private life, and then when people be like, oh, I know this and this about you, and you start getting vexed because you know things you still want to show on social media. I don't want to be shown on social media by any guy. Let's date, let's break up, leave me alone. You know, I don't want the whole...
But then, okay, so what if, let's say, you're in like a really serious relationship with someone?
I guess that's what I do, because my concern is that, like, I don't want to break up and date and break up and date and
everybody
have people who you don't even know who you've been with, you know? Mm-hmm. But if it was like a serious thing and like, marriage, maybe.
No, let's say you've been in a relationship with someone for like 2 years maximum, right?
I'm not. No, that's. Is that the bare minimum? What?
Me too. I don't know. Like, so would you be okay with him? Maybe being like, oh, happy anniversary,
you'd feel offended. Melissa. Yeah, I'm not. I don't want. I mean, I know I've done that before. I mean, everyone has done it before. Like, you post a guy you're with or whatever because it's cute. But then I feel like that was the ghetto, we should just leave it back.
Yeah, man. Okay, honestly, like, bruh.
Like, if it's your birthday, happy birthday, Matthew. Why do I need to post you?
I don't know. And all of that. They post like 10 photos of you. I'm like,
all on TikTok.
It's even too much. But then I guess, look, it just depends on the person and their preference, I think. You know, there's some people who show love by posting whatever, showing affection. I think that's okay. And there are others who are.
But that's what happened to me, because when I told the person I was with that I don't want to post them, they assumed that I was embarrassed to be seen with them. And I'm like, I think that's...
Do you kind of blame them though? Because
no,
like,
because
it's like, why don't you want to post me? Like, I'm cool with you. Like, I'm cool with you being in my like profiles, but you're not.
Okay, but see, that's not my issue. I don't know, maybe...
Because it brings kind of some type of insecurity. Why do you think like that might... Like, fix that.
But why is a measure of how I care about you based on how much I post you? Because I do other things in person. There are things I do for you when we're together or when we're dating that I wouldn't do for anyone else. Why don't you consider those things as a measure of my, you know, affection rather than, oh, you don't post me, so you don't love me?
I think it's because of the fact that of late people have, like, trust issues because of social media and Instagram,
then
you know, it's over there.
It's their personal problem. It's not mine, personally speaking. Why should your affection be based on how I publicly love you instead of how I privately love you? It's your own personal problem.
I also think it's, like you said, about social media, because a lot of like couples see other couples in social media and they're like, okay, how come I'm not taking pictures with my my significant other? And I post her, but she doesn't post me, or you post, but you don't post this guy.
I feel like that's just an issue that people have to resolve with them and their partners. But for me, I remember it was a big issue that, I don't know, I just told him to get over it because I'll never do it.
Okay. I disagree. For me, I would not mind if a partner forces me or anything. I just, you know, it doesn't really matter for me. Because I just, if my partner feels insecure, I'd like to make them feel secure. And yeah, but obviously there's a limit, not posting each other every day. That's kind of corny. And yeah.
Posting quotes and then, you put the caption, but he knows himself. Like,
Like,
you know that corny shit that girls do? And then I don't look at it like, ugh, ew. I look at it like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Because that's the thing. I would look at other people's relationships and be like, yeah, money, goals. But then for me, no thanks. I have like my own, you know, thing I'd like to do. So maybe.
I mean, I could totally agree with you, but like, I've seen like one of my friends. He was in a relationship with this girl, and he would always post her, and she would never do it back. And it's always the same reasons that you're giving that she would tell him. And then when they broke up, she went with another guy, and suddenly she knows how to post niggas.
Lord, oh my God, that's so painful.
Yeah, some girls have a change in heart.
Change in heart now.
Okay. I mean, but then, if I'm being honest, right, there's certain reasons why you don't want to post someone, right? Should I give you general reasons or reasons from my own personal experience? Because there's a lot of reasons, but then that's what I'm saying. It makes sense that she'd want to post one relationship and not the other, because girls are in different, even guys, I'm guessing, like, different relationships make you feel a different certain way, so you might want to post, you know, one date and not the other. It makes sense. Because it's not like a no forever.
Okay.
So I want to know, like, what are those reasons exactly? Does it depend on how, like, serious the girl is with that other guy?
I don't think
the first guy, or maybe the attractiveness?
I don't post someone because...
Maybe just the way you feel, right?
I just like the privacy of it all.
What do you think, Adam? What do you think about posting your significant other?
Why wouldn't you post your significant other?
Why would I?
Wouldn't, because you said you don't want to do it.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's like pretty much what you were saying. Like, it really gets people in your business. I feel like when we were younger, like, it was like okay, you know, like it wasn't that serious. But as we get older, I feel like most of us want that privacy, right? So I don't really see a point.
I don't want to say it's my friend, but somebody I knew where she'd continuously post her man. I'm not even one person, it's like multiple people. Like, I don't want the whole issue where you're posting the person you're with, and then other girls are like, oh, I'm talking to that man, I'm talking to, you know? Because at the end of the day, men are trash, girls are not that trash, but you get what I'm saying. So you don't want the whole issue, but I'm out here like head over heels for some guy posting him. Kumbe, he's out there entertaining other women, and now you look dumb. But nobody's gonna tell you look dumb, cause girls are.
I mean, what if you don't post a guy, right? And you guys go on like a whole months in relationship.
Like in quiet, you know, it's a different when someone's cheating on you on the low, and nobody knows, cause you're like, oh, Bassi, maybe the girl doesn't know, poor thing. But then you're posting, and now people know. Then you're like, oh, that's boo-boo the fool.
Okay, I think we should move on to the next question. Guys, I actually want to ask like a very controversial question. Mm-hmm. Is it okay for like, let's say, a man to be like, yo, I don't want to be with someone that's in the streets?
Is he also in the streets?
Yeah.
So he wants me out and he stays doing what he's doing?
No. Like, he's in the streets, right? But he won't be in a relationship with the girl that's in the streets.
So
he'll be in a relationship with a girl that's not their cabeza. Is that... Do you think that's okay?
Yeah.
What? Wait, can you, like...
Okay, just say it, like, plainly. Kumba, I guess a guy...
Like a guy that wants a...
Let's say, okay, let me put it.
Exactly.
A guy wouldn't date a girl that goes out and shit. Like, he's still in the streets.
No, what I'm saying is, let's say a man that's in the streets, like, he's a fuckboy, but he doesn't want a hoe neither.
Okay. So he wants a girl that stays inside and whatnot. I think
you think that's okay?
Everyone has their preferences, I guess. because the other girls who are in the streets are gonna get men regardless of whether it's him or not. So
yeah,
if that's who he chooses to go
to, okay.
I don't think people should be ashamed for their preferences, really. If that's what he wants, best end it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Can you please rephrase? Like, I don't understand your question.
Keep up.
I basically said that, let's say a fuckboy, right? He's in the streets, but he doesn't want to be in a relationship with someone, with a girl that's also in the streets, like he is.
So he wants a girl that's not in the streets.
That's settled. Yeah. Like someone that's...
Yeah, settled. Going.
Yeah.
That's what he's
saying. Well, how do you define as hoeing exactly? Is it going out? Is it actually sleeping with people?
It's fucking niggas.
Because I've had guys say maybe I'm hoeing because I go out a lot.
No, it's just fucking just like multiple niggas.
Just doesn't mean I'm hoeing.
That's a big misconception. So
for real, like if a girl, there's a difference between actually hoeing and someone that just likes going out.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the streets means hoeing.
Streets means hoeing.
Like fucking random.
Like fucking random niggas.
I mean, people every other
people
week,
actually
right?
do that though.
That yeah. takes so much effort.
Random niggas.
For real.
Some people.
And girls.
Some people.
Like
out of three or
four.
So you're asking a guy like that who does.
Is it okay?
No.
A couple of, okay.
Okay, personally for me, no bana. Because if he's hoeing around, he might catch an STD. And if I'm at home chilling with my tiny
demons,
little body,
man.
I don't want nothing.
Isn't that what situationship is? Basically, we're both single, but we don't have
no,
a
he
label.
Doesn't want you hoeing. He wants to date you. But his preference is girls that stay home and mind their business.
Yeah.
I feel like that, I think there's a name for that.
And those girls exist, but then... I mean, girls like that exist, but then what makes you think that a girl like, that's settled at home wants to go out with a guy that's busy?
Obviously, nobody does. Like,
yeah,
well,
so
would, you're not gonna be in my taste. Like,
I mean, that's honestly, I think that's like a lot of guys right now in this society. Cause like us, most of us men, like we want to be out here, like you know, hooking up with different women, but we don't want to be with a girl with more than one body.
We don't want to do.
Is that how you pick women though? Like when you're doing like the talking stage, you start vetting them. What they?
How do you, bro? Do you actually ask her, yo, how many bodies?
I feel like that question should be normalized. Yes, I want to know.
Yeah.
How many have you been with?
But I don't. I never ask because like I don't want to know.
I don't need names. I don't need names. I just need to know how active.
Okay. So
you
what?
Stay.
What number is like too high?
For me.
Nice. What's the point of asking?
Nice.
What is the point of asking? Nice. There is no dude.
Really? No.
And you want to be with someone that's 10 years older than you?
No,
and you think he's going to have three?
Yo,
why are you
three?
Assuming guys go out and start?
Dude, there's no.
What's wrong
so
with
you guys are living
so many
proof?
Sexual partners?
What? Don't know. Yo, don't quote me.
No, but then, like, all right, fine. Why is it another misconception or
wait,
like,
what?
A stereotype that people have is the fact that women should have less sexual partners compared to men. Oh, why? Aren't we both the same
it's
local
not,
human beings?
Yo, it's not. Nah, nobody
not
said
should.
That. But
are
like,
you fucking serious?
No. I'm talking about right here, right now. Nobody said that. Nobody's saying that. However, it's like, it's not like I have like a crazy amount of like, you know, like a crazy.
Sure.
Dude, shut the f- Yo, just stop. Just stop. It's not like I have a crazy amount like. If, because obviously you know as a person as well, like, yo, man, this is a high number. So if you have a high number, right, I don't understand the, like, point of, like, judging somebody that also has a high number.
So you'd be okay with, like, with your girl having a high number?
High number compared to you, let's say.
I don't have a high number, so.
Cap.
Yo, shut up. I don't know. I don't have a high number, so
that's
I
cap.
Don't think I'm going to deal with that.
That's cap.
No.
Well, you have your truth and I have mine. So
for
leave
example,
me alone.
And I'm let's say, you know, you started this relationship with a girl and then she tells you my body count is 30. And yours is like
is that
10.
A joke?
I'm gonna wake up because I know that's a dream.
And then yours is 10. How would you feel? And you know her. Like, you know, she's your girlfriend. You guys have been knowing each other for quite some time. Would you be like, fuck that shit?
Why are you thinking about it? Isn't that like an easy answer? You wouldn't care?
I wouldn't. I'd be like, yo, I mean, at that point, right?
Okay.
Because obviously, okay, it depends. If we're in a serious relationship, then I guess I'm the last. Right? Hopefully. Like, so I don't even know, man. I think that would just like
but,
catch me off guard. I need to think of an answer on point. I can't really give one right now because that's a scenario I cannot picture.
No, I'll totally care. You know why? Because it means like, you know, to me, in my opinion, I would want to be with a girl with a low body count because The reason is because, no, man.
That's a pretty solid reason.
Yeah, no, because like, I accept, you know, I'll be having sex with her, right? And I'll be thinking the whole time, like, when she comes, when I'm like, hey, whose pussy is this? She's like, yours. That's definitely
a lie. No, but it's yours, but it's now.
Yours now.
Yeah, before. Bro, listen, you didn't, okay, did you buy this car brand new?
That's different.
Nah, did you buy it brand new? Nah.
I cleaned this car.
Huh? What? Nah, bro, you didn't buy this car. I don't understand.
What do you mean you cleaned this car?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what does that even mean?
The thing is.
Like, bro, listen. Huh? You're okay with any, what do you mean? And yeah, it was somebody's at some point. Obviously, you were somebody's at some point. But now it's now.
The thing is, my body count's not that big, though.
Oh.
Why? Why her? What makes a difference if yours?
But I haven't even told you what's huge for me. Like, I would say,
what if yours was
five?
What if five is a lot for you?
Are you trying to tell me? Is your body? You trying to tell me your body can what? Higher than five or lower than five?
What?
Dude, I will feed this phone to you. Wait. God is.
It's around five.
Sorry, don't you see that there's a problem? You know, when you're gonna judge a girl for having a higher body count compared to you.
Yeah, bro, but
it doesn't matter what your number is.
I don't think it matters.
What?
Because like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, of course. But like,
no, I would not.
But anyways, like I said, like I never ask a girl like, what's your body count? Yeah, unless she asked me first.
And then you'd ask her back?
Yeah, that's the...
Unnecessary. Because if you didn't care...
Because like, I didn't care until you brought it up.
It's like somebody asking you, are you okay? You're going to say, yeah, I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah.
If I didn't, you're wishy-washy. Come on.
No. Mm. Mongo that is, though.
So yes,
it's crazy, though.
Okay, so...
You guys would be cool, like, with a nigga that has, like, 50?
No, damn.
You can ask us how...
And also, like, don't you think that there's a lot of, like... spiritual going on, like, you know, with sex.
We talk about that
what?
Shit,
spiritual?
Which is something that I really want to address. I've spiritual never understood.
Because you guys have like some type of soul binding.
Yeah, that
with
shit.
Who?
What do you mean you sex. Guys have?
Like,
guys have
like
too.
I'm saying you guys, as in like the people who are having sex.
Yeah, I believe in that. What that's how my body. Can't... What are you guys talking about?
Funny, don't you guys so? What you
ask?
Like you're immune to or something?
Dude? Nah, bro, this nigga don't have no game. That's the problem.
Let me ask you something about that whole soul binding thing, right? We think, okay, so it's spiritual and it's bad. We're passing each other's demons into each other, right?
But there could be angels
wait,
too.
Wait, that's what my question is. Angels. Why isn't there any good shit passed around?
Yeah, bro.
The fuck? If there's good, there must be
there
bad.
Are good,
there
but it's
bad,
only...
Bro, I personally believe you only get, like, it's with... If you have, like, you're having sex with somebody that you actually care about, because it's like... That whole spirituality thing starts from within. Like, if a person has good energy and all that, then that's what you get. It's like the vibe, it's vibes and energies and all that. But if a person has bad energy, right?
Yeah.
That's what they transfer onto you. Because when you're hanging out with somebody, right? And they have bad energy, you can feel it, right? When you're not even having sex. Just when you're hanging out, you can feel like, this person doesn't have a good vibe. Or this person has a great vibe. So now you definitely feel it when you're like having sex. So it doesn't make any sense. And especially, okay, now if you have a lot of... partners, if you have a lot of partners,
yeah,
you don't even know a person long enough to know what their vibe is, but you're having sex with them, so you don't know.
But you have to get to know them first before you get
yeah, but there's
sex,
people who don't,
like, you just fuck.
But there's people who have sex with people they don't know, right?
Yeah, but then, okay, aside from people that they don't know, you could say you're only trying to get to know someone to hook up with them maybe once or twice and move on. And I think for guys, maybe it's cool, but then honestly, for me as a girl, I wouldn't just, you know, get to know someone, hook up, and then stop talking. Because I don't know why we normalize, let's say, like, one-night stands or whatnot. Because for girls, most of the time, you might not be satisfied at the end, but the guy is. Because it doesn't happen, like, you know, quick or easy or whatnot. So just sleeping around with random people and you're not even happy with yourself at the end of it, I don't see the point of having a lot of partners. Just find, like, maybe two or three that know you and you know them and just do it, I guess. Isn't that easier?
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, because you guys get to learn each other's bodies and all.
Plus, the hunt is tired. Don't you get tired of just always trying to flirt with someone else and someone else?
Sorry, what?
What did you say?
What?
You all the way in the back.
I didn't say shit. You can hear me when I speak. I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
Cool. Are we done?
What up, Melissa? What about you? Do you care about your man's body count?
What? Do I care? Yeah, I do. It just obviously...
Who doesn't care about
talks about your character and what kind of guy you are. Or girl you are.
No.
Really?
No.
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
So you judge someone based on how many people they've slept with?
Did you just literally just say the same thing?
I mean, no, that's not my... No, it's not my preference, but I wouldn't judge them. I'd be like, okay, no. But then...
But yeah,
it's
not
like it's not like
a preference to say where I'd like cancel the guy out completely. What if he has other good traits so I'd be willing to overlook? I wouldn't just single it out as the one reason.
You don't understand, but like it okay for me, for example, obviously as I said earlier, like it depends obviously on the amount. I'm not gonna say specifically like 50 bodies, 30 bodies.
Who
I don't know yet.
Bodies?
50
bodies.
What? Who has 50 bodies?
People have 1,000.
Yeah, oh, people have a lot of bodies.
Yeah.
What did I do? Like, what did I do? No, Patrick Harris? What's that?
Yeah, like
365.
Yeah.
Bro, do that like a whole
I met a guy in Mauritius and he had 100 and he's only 21 and he's
only 21 and he does not have
he's bi as well, so he fucks niggas too.
Okay.
No, that's why it's high. I was figuring out how you catch so many
definitely
women.
That's your man?
It would put me.
That's not my man's, man.
Alright, cool. No, it's cool. It's cool, bro. No. Not like that. Come on, bro. We're not homophobic on this show.
So definitely that would just be a quality that I think I wouldn't prefer. Like if somebody has 100 bodies, I'm not saying that person is a shitty person, obviously not, but it's just not something that I,
you know, if you gave him a chance, you'd expect him to have like a lot of skill.
There's obviously that we're talking about now.
We have high expectations
and
now.
Niggas and how they perform during bed, right?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Another conversation. I don't know if you guys are down.
No,
about it.
No, I'm not doing that.
So you'd be like, cool because like of the experience.
No, you'd expect, because if you've had that many people with you, I'm assuming you've picked up a thing or two, you know? Don't just...
Gono or something. Yeah, I'm sure you picked up a couple.
But I honestly don't think the higher the body count, the better you are. Because I've had... I had sex with a girl that had like... Her body count was like 8.
That's so high.
Like
for him.
A
is that high?
Oh, Atlantic! Stop playing games,
he
yo. Y'all tripping.
He was like,
that's a lot.
That's not a lot to you guys? So you'd be cool.
What if you had 8?
Because
when I said 5,
the reason. Like my whole question. What if you had 8, right? How would I.
Adam's doing a head count.
But, anyways.
3, 4.
It was shut up, man. Nigga, start counting in tens.
Oh my goodness.
It's not Amish to come.
Yeah, there we go. 5.
5 what?
Your mama. Yo, 5, bro. That could be it.
5.
Oh, damn. Oh my god, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Yeah, anyway.
But listen.
You already did.
Yeah, so anyway,
I forgot what was it.
Nah, bro, you can't forget, because you know why you're forgetting? Because it's not true. You're
making
shit up.
What was it? What were we even talking about?
Never mind.
You'll know.
Hey guys, so this is the end of part 1. Hope you guys liked it. Please share and stay tuned for part 2.